Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply welcome back. Welcome back. Now, when a person in our family returns from a long trip, maybe they've been off to college or maybe they were in the military, we have a welcome back party when they return because we want them to know how much we missed them, how glad we are to see them again. The same principle holds true in elementary school. They have an open house to welcome back the students and the parents. In business, there are some aspects of our professional development that we must admit has left us from time to time, and we need to welcome back the good traits into our daily routine. When we achieve like never before, it's only when we welcome back all the things that are good and cast out the things that are not. Well, my friends, in today's lesson, our BACK acronym, B-A-C-K, is going to outline for us what things we should welcome back into our lives, how we leverage those things and grow as a result. The B in our BACK acronym says we must welcome back our brilliance. Yes, my friends, this refers to the radiance that we have. You oftentimes hear radiance and jewelry and brilliance used in the same context. Well, remember when you were eager to create, when you were eager to innovate, when you were eager to explore and excel. This is when you were at your best. Remember when your favorite sports team was thriving and winning all the games? You cheer them on, hoping to see that day of brilliance once again. And just by the same token, my friends, there are many people who are desirous of seeing that brilliance in you as a professional. It's unlocking that brilliance that's going to help us to succeed. And how we accomplish it is very simple. I say, first of all, we have to refine our belief system. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you believe in yourself? How much do you believe in your abilities, your power, your resilience, your tenacity, your enthusiasm? There was a great author, Aldous Huxley, who once said, "The secret of genius is to carry the spirit of a child into old age," which means never losing your enthusiasm. Are you excited every day that you get up in the morning? Are you eager to tackle new challenges? Are you eager to go after it like you've never done before? I say, my friends, when you start believing in yourself again, when you welcome back your belief system, you will unlock your brilliance. Then also your organization. This is setting aside time to work on you, to develop yourself, to read books, to write, to improve. You see new car models come out every year. Why? Because they're focused on improving. You may say, well, there was nothing wrong with the old model. The old model worked just fine. The car manufacturer, on the other hand, says, no, we want to refine this and improve it because we welcome back brilliance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can not only welcome back brilliance, that A reminds us that we also should welcome back action. Yes, my friends, we should all welcome action back into our lives. As much as we enjoy talking and laughing and joking, we were actually made for action. Think about it. Lions don't just roar, they hunt. Birds don't just chirp, they fly. Horses don't just eat hay, they run. What actions are you embarking upon? We can start today because the world is filled with action. The earth rotates, the wind blows, the tide rises and falls. But what do you do? What are you doing today to make yourself an action figure? I challenge you, my friends, to rate your actions toward improvement, and you'll discover how great you can be. It all begins with an action-based routine. That means less internet and fewer text messages and a commitment to doing something constructive every single day. That C in our BACK acronym reminds us of the importance of collaboration. You see, this is the fine art, an almost lost art, of working together. Right now, we see collaboration in sports. It's sometimes seen in community, and it should always be seen in business. So we have to think about, what does collaboration mean? It's simply the art of working with each other. It's putting aside differences and embracing who we are individually and what we can do collectively. You see, in order to be great at collaboration in the workplace, we must learn how to delegate. You see, we can't do it on our own and all by ourselves, so there's no reason to try. By focusing on collaboration, we're delegating responsibilities. In sports, athletes have plays. Some have this position, another has that position. The quarterback doesn't try to do it all on his own. The point guard doesn't try to score all the points. On the contrary, there are times for delegation and times when we need to raise our hands and say, we need help. The other element of collaboration is not just delegation, it's also participation. It's our willingness to be a part of activities at the office place and getting involved in the problem solving process, volunteering for assignments, and embracing the art of involvement. See, participation says, I want to do it. Let me get involved. I like to help any way I can. There's delegation, participation, then evaluation. This is the process of reviewing the progress of the team on a regular basis, consulting with the experts, doing your homework, conducting the research. All of that makes us better. The K in our BACK acronym reminds us that we must bring knowledge back. Yes, my friends, remember when we were in elementary school, it seemed like we were always learning. That's when we discovered that 2 + 2 = 4, and that's when we knew the difference between vowels and consonants. That's when we learned shapes and colors and sizes and climate, you name it. We learned a lot when we were younger, and we've got to bring that desire, that thirst, that hunger for knowledge back. We've got to focus on training and development. We've got to focus on research and intensive study, hands-on exercises to gain experience, and teaching others what we know, which helps us learn even more. My friends, we can all have a great welcome back party if we welcome back these 4 key traits. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.